This is Beyond the News with host Dr. Larry Ward, produced and edited by the Lotus Institute.
We can be twisted this way and that by modern media. Its combination of information, drama, and agenda makes it so. Some of the information we receive activates our wellness, encourages us in directions that are good for all of us and you. Others feed our unwellness, inviting us to doubt in ourselves, to quarrel among ourselves, to be less than we are capable of. And we all have mental and emotional responses to the news. That's normal and unavoidable. Since the beginning of the podcast series, I have briefly covered a few areas of self-knowledge. I used to, years ago, spend a lot of time watching the news because I like information. And to say it simply, and I've learned and I've lived so many places around the world. I watched the news from around the world. And I discovered that I spent so much time on the content I was receiving or who was delivering the content that I was disassociated from myself and therefore from the news itself. And so I began to learn, and I'm still learning, how the news impacts my own self-knowledge. What do I know about Larry? And today, this time, we're going to look at important points of reflection in our self-knowledge development with Beyond the News. The first was covered in nervous systems, understanding our nervous systems. Then we talked about feeling tones, pleasure, displeasure, neutrality. Then we talked about perceptions and how our perceptions can really define and shape our response to the world in which we live. And today, we turn our attention to thought patterns. And what I mean by thought patterns are narratives, stories we have inside of us that may get activated by a news encounter, or memories that may be evoked, or sometimes we may run into our own conditioning and realize, I never thought that, but somebody else told me that to think. Emotions can come up, and learning to ride the wave of our emotions as we encounter the news is very important. And again, our thought patterns include the very important energy of the choices we have made and the ideas that we have come to accept and often habitually follow. Memories may rise because the media, for whatever we say about it, has influence with this information and this delivery. How we receive that input and how we consume it so it does not harm us is the intent, the deeper intent of Beyond the News. So I've been learning how to practice with what I learned about myself as I encountered the news. Just recently, over the last, I guess, few months, all of us who tune into this kind of information knows of the protests, continuing protests around the pension reform plan in France. It's about economics, livelihood, sustainability. In India, just today I learned of the increasing number of farmers who are committing suicide because of the changes in the climate have changed the heat impact on their crops, and they are failing. But also, in the U.S., in New York City, people are still protesting about the now manslaughter in the second degree case against the young man who choked a subway entertainer to death. And so of these things and all things like them, which we can access anytime now on our phones, on our laptops, on our iPads, what I've learned to do, and I keep learning this over, is to notice my responses to what I hear and to what I see. And when I notice my responses, I begin to notice what I think and what I feel. I'm learning to listen to my mind as a response to an encounter with the information and narrative that comes from the news. And be receptive is the second thing I'm learning how to do. Once I recognize my response, to not hide from that response, accept that response, receive that response with recognition. This is what's happening. This is what's coming up in my body and especially in my mind. What reoccurring patterns are coming up in my mind? Where am I proliferating and going on and on and on and on, giving energy to a story that I need not proliferate? And then with respect, this is number three, with respect, give a name to what came up in your pattern of thought. Anger? Were you bored? I watched a news clip earlier on a large alligator that was being rustled to the ground by a group of monkeys or chimps or apes. And I looked at it for about 3 seconds and thought, well, with what I have to do today, I don't need to spend time on that. So we may have that kind of response come up into us also. Not important to me, given my priorities and demands in my life, or very important to me for the same set of reasons. But name what's happening. You may find the urge to act coming out as a response to what you hear and what you see in the news. And remember your own footprints in the past, choices that you have made that have led you into this pattern of thought. It didn't just come from nowhere. It could have come from family or friends or associates, organizations, the culture you're in, the age you're in, both your personal age and our collective age, the age of the society you're in. All of these many, many factors can influence our experience of the news. Can we embrace, number four, can we embrace what we discover in ourselves? Can we really face the mirror of our thoughts? This is the challenge with practicing with the news in this way. But be open with yourself, non-judgmental. There's no judge and jury here. Recognition is here. Honesty is here, and respect for your own human experience. And lastly, number five, investigate. If something came up for you that was quite strong or noticeable or powerful, take a few moments to ask yourself, why is that so important to me? Why was that so powerful for me? And you can begin to, and how did this energy I have about this one thought, this one pattern, this one response, where did the energy for that response come from? So the news does not have to be, does not have to intimidate us if we can continue to learn how to receive it and digest it intelligently without causing harm to ourselves and without causing harm to others. Thank you again for being here and listening to Beyond the News.
This episode was made possible by the generous support from the Hemera Foundation and the Frederick P. Lenz Foundation. If you would like to support this podcast and other programs at the Lotus Institute, please visit our website at www.thelotusinstitute.org/donate. Thanks for listening.